Tens of thousands of Rwandan Hutu refugees are returning to the camps in Tanzania they left yesterday. The refugees headed back after Tanzanian security forces prevented them from moving to the interior of the country. The Tanzanian government says the 500,000 refugees must return to Rwanda. They've been reluctant to go, fearing they will be attacked when they get home. Jane Stanley filed this report for the BBC from Ngara, near Tanzania's border with Rwanda.
The Tanzanian government deployed armed police at the head of a vast column of people who said they were fleeing to avoid being sent back to Rwanda. They turned them around. The refugees did little to resist, and although they said they didn't want to go home, they trekked with resignation towards the border. Attempts by some refugees to break away from the mass of people and enter the refugee camps again were initially met with firm resistance by Tanzanian troops. As tension rose, there was an unexpected change of policy. Troops allowed refugees back into the sprawling Banako camp, the closest camp to the Rwandan border. The UN's refugee agency, the UNHCR, says it's at a loss to explain what's happening, as the Tanzanian government has set a deadline for the end of the month for all the refugees to go home. Some observers believe the Tanzanians have a clear plan of action, though. They've now succeeded in bringing the majority of refugees back to camps where they can control them. Relief agencies believe that Tanzania will soon make further efforts to return the refugees to Rwanda, using force against any extremist refugee leaders who try to block the way by intimidating refugees against going home.
Jane Stanley filed that report from Tanzania for the BBC.